Death is universal, unavoidable, inimitable.
April Lynn's video essay, Digital Traces, explores how social media and cyberspace can act as a means of mourning, recalling, and commemoration. In their nested film narrative, death is elongated, transformed from a momentary state into a performance, a hyperlinked association, a string of passwords, captures, retweets, and emojis. From committing suicide on live streaming platforms to viral homages following a celebrity's passing, the definition of death begins to wander between the private and the public spheres. The film ends with an eerie calling from Space Inc.
Hi, welcome to space. We're really glad that you've decided to join us on this journey of finding our spiritualities.
A nostalgic interface of neon pink and blingy style icons that explains that all users of the platform deserve the chance to witness their spirit leaving their body and coalesce in the ultimate goal of immortality.
Immortality is just a few centimeters away.
Linking the intangible with the tangible, we are told immortality is just a few centimeters away as we become suspended in the never-ending loading process.
Immortality is just a few centimeters away. Immortality is just a few centimeters away.
The video's perspective starts as a first-person view of someone's computer screen as the cursor minimizes light blue stickies, with a quote mentioning the contents themes of in-depth discussion about death, grief, and mentions of suicide and murder. Then, a purple sticky note appears, offering viewers the option to pause or stop the video with the message, "Your well-being is important." Chimey piano music fades in the background and sets a contemplative tone. We move on to the next screen depicting the artist's name and work title, typed out with zeros and ones first, then converted into English. On top of the previous soundtrack, a voice appears, narrating, "Death is universal, unavoidable, inimitable." At the bottom of the darkened screen, English subtitles are presented in small yellow letters. Meanwhile, the voice continues, "But it might not be as obvious as we think." The narrator continues, "It's possible, you know, that one day it's as casual to speak with your robotized dead grandma as it is to look at photos of her." During the narration, the video displays images of Sophia the robot, a family's photo book, an elderly Asian woman, medical gloved hands, a coffin being taken out of a car, and a surgical procedure in progress. The narrator continues, "I mean, death, as we know it, has only existed since modernity." The narrator discusses the evolving perception of death, emphasizing its contemporary portrayal as a private, secular, and individual experience. In the background, several images flash by, images of women crying with their faces covered, people sitting around a coffin paying their respects, and the funeral of the famous American rapper Nipsey Hussle, with a casket covered in flowers and a picture of him on a large screen in the background. The scene moves on to Princess Diana's funeral and the large swathes of people in attendance. The narrator describes, "A celebrity musician performing at the funeral of a member of the British royal family would have been completely unthinkable. Yet, in 1997, Elton John played a version of Candle in the Wind, written especially for Princess Diana, which 2.5 billion people witnessed on their TVs." That brings us neatly to technology. The narrator states, "A collection of old photographs, including daguerreotypes and images of the deceased, reveals the Victorian practice of capturing departed loved ones. These photos prompt reflection on their significance to both past clients and modern society." The image transitions to a slow motion mind map composed of circles and straight lines on a blue background. While the narrator suggests that evolving media paradigms may alter our perception of death. Subsequently, the collection shifts to movie clips featuring deceased celebrities, signifying changing attitudes towards death in emerging media, and the narrator introduces social media with a zooming orange circle and globe emoji symbols, symbolizing contemporary global communication. The scene turns black as the narrator discusses the anxieties of social media, accompanied by the words, a short survey of social media horror. The narrative explores the darker facets of social media, including violence and indifference, leading to a congressional hearing with Mark Zuckerberg addressing advertising issues. It then highlights the transformation of death in the digital age, featuring memes and condolences for Malaysia Buka, while underlining the normalization and subversive potential of online communal mourning rituals in shaping legacies and co-writing history. The narrator states, "Minorities thus have at their disposal a tool for resisting erasure by the dominant group." Meanwhile, the video displays a growing number of Twitter screenshots featuring Trayvon Martin, an African-American teenager who was killed in 2012, with people sharing childhood photos, football uniform shots, and artwork. These posts also contain calls for minority empowerment and critiques of racial discrimination, illustrating how social media serves as a platform to remember and elevate the lives of those who might otherwise be forgotten. This kind of group coming together is also common in video games. More scenes unfold. A World of Warcraft game is shown at the same time, with players gathered together in the aid of helping a child with cancer live out his dreams online in a fantastical island, with walkways made of brilliant blue bodies of light interspersed with rocks and trees. Jeweled chests are hidden and fierce beasts roam. The narrator's voice continues to talk about live streaming and uploading videos from funerals as a way to grieve together, but people also upload suicides and murders. It's important to remember a new space does not by default mean good or bad, the narrator tells us. Not surprisingly, the funeral industry has also moved into this digital space. The scene shifts to a Facebook page showing how you can set up a legacy contact on your own social media accounts. A common service is post-death data management. This simply means enlisting a trusted friend to have access to your data and files after you die. The screen stops at the blinking cursor in the Choose a Friend box. Next, the screen goes to an enlarged option page. Choose an option. Please choose to keep all my files or delete all my files. What would you choose? The narrator asks. Another common service is post-death communication. In the background, a man appears, smooths his hair, faces the camera, and prepares to shoot a video. Next, a woman watches the video on an iPad, deeply saddened. This kind of video is also beginning to blur the line between life and death. The screen shifts to a green background, displaying a left-facing timeline with nodes labelled in sequence, filming someone for future viewing, taking photographs, recording sound, and creating a time capsule. Above the timeline, the narrator notes that these actions extend beyond biological lifespans, preserving the intentions of deceased individuals. The narrative then transitions to the next chapter, focusing on mind uploading and consciousness transfer, with brain emojis flanking the composition, set against a blue backdrop. The timeline flips to a right-oriented layout, introducing the concept of mind. The narrator explains this process of mimicking the brain's neural network to transfer consciousness to a computer and references the physicist Michio Kaku's idea of replacing brain tissue with transistors in a robotic body. Returning to a green timeline screen labelled Consciousness Upload, the term immortality emerges, with the narrator noting that replicating brain organisation with transistors is believed by many to offer a path to immortality. This raises questions about the role of data, programming, and hardware in the contingent connection between intention and action. Next, the video introduces Bina 48, an artificially intelligent robot replicating a transhumanism leader's wife called Bina. The screen switches to a blue background with an avatar creation process, allowing users to input emotions for their clone, showcasing the development of Bina 48, powered by Life Naught's mind file. Bina the human says, "You seem to have a good sense of Bina now, don't you?" Bina 48 says, "Yes, and I believe that one day Bina and I will be able to merge and become a new super being." The image displays a background of continuous zeros and ones, and a brain scan, while the narrator discusses the evolving concept of mind uploading and its impact on our relationship with death. The subsequent image depicts a metal ball moving through a circle, reflecting the shifting paradigms of existence influenced by technology, and then returns to a blue background with interconnected geometric diagrams illustrating the complex relationship between consciousness uploading and technology. As the scene alternates between bionic robots and a relationship graph, the narrator suggests that our intention with robots may not be the future, emphasizing the ever-changing nature of concepts and the profound transformation of death, highlighting its perpetual alteration. Next, the screen returns to Second Life. The narrator says, "Thanks for watching, and if you like this video, Primer on Digital Death, please like and favorite. See you next time." At the same time, the screen shrinks from full screen and goes back to YouTube, where we had been watching a program by a YouTuber called A Primer On. Following the video, the cursor narrates to Beatrice Chu's Facebook page, showcasing the typical Facebook interface with real-time friend updates, and subsequently, Beatrice exploring April Lynn's Facebook page, which contains basic information and messages from her friends. It becomes clear from the video messages and events that April has passed. Beatrice is their trusted friend, their legacy contact. We are then taken through April's page from the perspective of Beatrice, including actions to take care of April's timeline, message handling, downloads of April's electronic footprint on Facebook during her lifetime, including status posts, photos, videos, and personal information. A dialogue box tells us that April's profile creation is complete and that the profile can be used to download within 3 days. We watch as Beatrice searches Google for how to delete a deceased person's Facebook account. We watch again as Beatrice goes through the steps of deleting April's account. Beatrice provides her personal information and April's death certificate. After submitting the form, she receives a confirmation and engages in a supportive chat with a friend, Teresa Larani, on April Lynn's main page. We see kind words and emojis infiltrate the box. The screen turns black and eerie music plays. It sounds like screeching or audio distortion. A small icon appears in the center of the screen. Below it is a small string of letters, Space Inc. Upon double clicking the icon, it instantly opens a full screen page with a Y2K aesthetic, serving as the entry point for Space Inc., featuring a pink and purple gradient background with ornate gold signage displaying the company name, Space Inc., in 3D font. At the bottom, an ornate floral pattern and a loading indicator in the form of a red-lined oval circle appear in the lower left corner. Loading appears briefly in the left center before a girl with long black hair and a white blouse welcomes the viewer with a complex and layered voice. Several buttons appear on the signage. Home, About, Profile, Login, and Help. All of the buttons except Login are dark pink round knobs with a light pink heart. The Login button is a greyish pink round button with a white heart. Next, we see an Introduction to Space Inc. video. This features a symmetrical background with the girl at its center, explaining their belief in the separation of the soul and the body, and a transition displaying traditional Chinese characters for spirit and body aligned vertically. The speech emphasizes the goal of witnessing the soul leaving the body from the physical form and achieving immortality, with the words spirit and flesh gradually transforming into immortality on the left. Above the girl, the introduction urges users to free your mind and explains that Space Inc. exists to assist users on a journey of connecting with others in the spiritual world, emphasizing soul independence and immortality once again. The screen gradually distorts in colorful patterns as the girl mentions immortality, and a red framed progress bar with the text "Space Platform Generation in Progress" appears, accompanied by the repeated phrase, "Immortality is near." Following the continuous loop of "Immortality is close at hand," the screen goes black and remains on the loading page. The video ends. This leads to a credits section with production team details and social media filtered photos and videos. April Lynn's video essay, Digital Traces, explores how social media transforms death into a hyperlinked, performative experience, bridging the intangible and tangible worlds as we're told immortality is only centimetres away during an endless loading process via Space Inc.
Immortality is just a few centimetres away. Immortality is just a few centimetres away.